The American woman who sparked a legal battle with two community organizations in the Outer Hebrides after her dog was barred from a cafe claimed she was harassed and discriminated against. A newly unearthed social media post has revealed. Claire Kellerman, who moved to Lewis from California 4 years ago, has launched a legal challenge that could leave the Bernera Community Association bankrupt after she was refused permission to bring her pet into the volunteer-run Bernera Community Cafe. Initially, Kellerman, the adoptive daughter of Sally Kellerman, who played the part of Hot Lips Houlihan in the 70s American war comedy film MASH, launched a court challenge against the Bernera Development Trust, which ran up legal costs of more than £7,000. However, Kellerman's lawyers, the Glasgow-based Ethnic Minorities Law Center, then admitted in court that the action was directed against the wrong organization. The trust was awarded legal expenses by the sheriff court after it was wrongly named, but Kellerman is protected from paying costs under the rules of the Civil Legal Aid Scheme. Read more. Petition demanding SNP ministers step in to help historic Highland Ferry snowballs. Her lawyers have now brought a claim against the Community Association, the voluntary group that runs the cafe, and are looking for £10,000. Both the trust and the association have warned they face bankruptcy due to thousands of pounds in legal costs mounting up, with the charity having to divert normal fundraising efforts into legal fees to fight Kellerman's case. In an unearthed LinkedIn post written 3 months ago, Kellerman attacked the Bernera Community Association, claiming it created vile, intentional, targeted hostility. She wrote, "I live by the guidance that follows my prayers, asking always, how can I be of sacred service? I am grateful to be encouraged by the many resilient individuals who have been harmed the past decade on Bernera, and for the opportunity to end the BCA's unbridled abuses. I am grateful for my vibrant, robust legal team assisting me in supporting the exposure of the normalization of abuses on the Isle of Great Bernera, in the Bernera Community Cafe, including exclusion, collective harassment, shaming, ostracization, wrongful blaming, illegal discrimination and victimization by a small group who are the directors and members of the Bernera Community Association, namely those working for the charity on Great Bernera, my new home." She went on to say they act righteously, abusing, harassing, targeting, and illegally discriminating against incomers. Kellerman continued to say that until the day she moved to the island and addressed the charity with legal action, the Bernera Community Association had co-created an environment of vile, intentional, targeted hostility and unwelcome for those who are disabled with assistance dogs. Due to their ignorance and unwillingness to welcome all equally, despite the law protecting our human rights, she added. They had an illegal sign on their cafe and hall door for years. No DOGS, ALLOWED in center. May the legal action and outcomes invite justice and enhance their capacity to understand and end their ongoing, wrongfully defended abuses of the Equality and Human Rights Act of 2010. May the legal action bring a path for reconciliation for their victims and a future that is based on unity, accountability, mutual respect, and a loving, supportive community welcome for all concerned, ever, on the Isle of Great Bernera. Last week, the case raised by Kellerman via the publicly funded Ethnic Minorities Law Center in Glasgow, a non-profit-making charity which provides legal advocacy for minority ethnic communities, was decided to continue for legal debate in December at a Stornoway Sheriff Court. Since then, there have also been questions raised as to why the legal aid certificate was allowed to be transferred to her revised action. Read more, decision not to charge Nicola Sturgeon merits scrutiny, information Watchdog says. Donald Mackinnon, Scottish Labour MSP for Na Eachilinen and Eyre, has written to the Scottish Legal Aid Board, asking for an urgent review of their position as they said Kellerman's application was handled thoroughly, properly and entirely in line with all legal aid rules and guidance. This case raises broader concerns about the safeguards applied when public funds are used to support litigation, he wrote, according to the Stornoway Gazette. Legal aid serves an important role in ensuring access to justice. However, it is equally important that publicly funded litigation is subject to appropriate scrutiny regarding its legal basis, prospects of success, and overall reasonableness. A spokesperson for the Scottish Legal Aid Board said no payments had yet been made to the Ethnic Minorities Law Center for the case. Read more. Woman arrested after substance found on lamppost as two cleaners taken to hospital. We have carefully reviewed the matter at a senior level and can confirm that the application was handled thoroughly, properly, and entirely in line with all legal aid rules and guidance, they said. All potentially relevant information was provided and considered as part of our assessment of the application, including in relation to the applicant's financial circumstances. Share.